Here is a question from Ananda Chaitanya Das, nice devotee in Bhaktivedanta manner, and he's quoting the Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Shloka from the 8th chapter of the Gita, where Krishna always says, Mam Nushmarat Yudhyacha, while fighting, think of me. So he says, often devotees argue that do you think Arjuna was thinking of Shyamasundar Krishna while he was on the battlefield? No, he was focusing on fighting it and doing to the best of his ability as an offering to the Lord. So his question then is, how do you think of Krishna in general conduct of our duties, especially if our activities are indirect in nature? So what devotees say is right. We aren't going to be necessarily in every time, every circumstance, able to think of Krishna. It's a matter of concentration, how much actually we have the ability to focus and concentrate our minds on Krishna. But when Krishna says, Mamanushmara Yudhyacha, as much as possible, given the good opportunities that we have, then we should always think of Krishna. It's a fact that while you're doing something that's as absorbing as fighting on a battlefield, you really need to have your full focus and attention on what you're doing. You may not be able to think of Krishna at that time. But the beginning starts with motive. What's your motive for what you're doing? If one's motive is always to serve Krishna, to please Krishna, then that motivation will empower a devotee to be able to think of Krishna as much as possible at times when it's not so absorbing, when you're not on the battlefield. And Arjuna wasn't always on the battlefield. He was doing other things at other times. So it starts off with a sadhana, a practice. In other words, remembering Krishna, because that's the essence, smartavyam shatatam Vishnu, that's the essence of all devotional activities. And the purpose of all devotional activities is to always remember Krishna. So it starts off by having the motive. And then we practice. Krishna tells us how to practice in the 9th and 10th chapter of the Gita. So he says, okay, you're drinking water. Drinking water is something that you should have learned how to do quite automatically in a couple of years. So you know where your mouth is, you know how to pour the water, and you're drinking for a purpose. What is the purpose? You're thirsty. Well, that's natural. But then also think of, but this is, the taste of this water is Krishna. That's called thinking about Krishna. And the foodstuffs that you're eating, then you offer that to Krishna. While walking on the street, then you should be careful when you're stopping at the red lights or in the traffic. But otherwise, you should be pretty expert at walking after a few years and should be able to do it automatically. So when you're performing activities that are automatic, then you should be able to hear about Krishna, chant Krishna's names, think about Krishna's instructions, and other things in relationship to Krishna that fall into this category of mamanushmarad yudhyacha. Prabhupada gives a nice example, and that example is that a good cook, if someone's a really good cook, then they just have preparations down. They know how to spice, they know how to cook, they know the ingredients, they know everything that's in the kitchen. And so a good cook, although we're not supposed to be talking when we're cooking, but we're supposed to be meditating on Krishna, but they can be chatting and talking and so doing so many things. We see good cooks doing that. It comes automatically to them. So in the same way, there are many activities, both in Krishna consciousness, both indirect activities, that doesn't require our absorption. You may be, as I mentioned, walking to your workplace. There are other things, for instance, if you're a carpenter and you're working a power saw, then I would suggest putting your full attention into that. Otherwise, you may end up thinking of Krishna, but having less than five fingers. So that's like Arjuna's situation. He's on the battlefield and fighting. But at other times, you're not required that type of intense concentration, when you're doing things automatically, then mamanushmara yujacha. Then you should think about Krishna. So motive is important. What's the motivation with which you're doing things? That it's done to please Krishna, that you're practiced in doing that in the many different ways that Krishna teaches us. And it's a sadhana that Srila Prabhupada speaks about a lot, of learning how to see Krishna everywhere. So Krishna says, sarva bhuteshu yapashyat bhagavat avam atmana. Excuse me, that's the Bhagavatam, sarva bhute. But elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, yomam pashyati sarvatra. Yes, to see Krishna everywhere and in everything. We should learn how to do that. The best way to be remembering Krishna all the time is preaching. When we're preaching, we remind ourselves of Krishna. Devotees have that experience. They say, yes, such a good thing. When we're talking about Krishna, I'm getting so many realizations. Realization is because you're remembering Krishna. And you're also understanding those things that you're speaking of. So that way you remind others of Krishna, and you also remember Krishna yourself. And when you're doing things that are not related to Krishna, you're not cooking for him, you're not doing deity worship, when it should be even more easier to remember Krishna, then the purpose is there. It may not be possible. Who knows? You're in a school and you're doing your examination, or you're studying some specific subject. Yes, you're not thinking about Krishna at that time, but you're doing that because that type of discipline is good for becoming Krishna conscious, number one, learning how to be disciplined. Number two, you're going to have a profession by which you're going to be able to donate money for Krishna and render service to Krishna. So as much as possible under those circumstances, that will be pleasing to Krishna, it will be beneficial for you, that is what Krishna means, how we actually can put that into practice. Mamanushmara yujacha, always think of me. I'm a little behind time here. I have to get going. Tomorrow is a very long day. I also have my own presentation to make to the GBC tomorrow. So if by some reason I'm not able to make a podcast and I ask Nandagopa to put a backup on, then we'll be back day after tomorrow. Hare Krishna.